What about the posterior encephalopathy syndrome? Can you talk about that?
Well, I've never seen it. I've had a couple of patients who had unexplained neurologic syndromes before we knew that this existed, so it's possible that we saw it. I think that's a cost of doing business with these agents. I think you need to be aware of
it. Can you describe what it is and what the incidence is?
Well, I think the incidence is, we may not really know the incidence. There are a handful of case reports. And what it is, appears to be, is a capillary leak syndrome in patients getting bevacizumab. Appears possibly to be related to patients who have worse hypertension on bevacizumab. And it's a sort of diminished mentation, almost seizure-like activity, patients with lip smacking. You know, this is how it's described. I've never seen a case. The real issue, I think, is distinguishing a stroke or a bleed from this reversible posterior leukoencephalopathy. And we are now more likely to do scans on patients who have sort of unexplained neurologic problems. And it's not out of the question in my mind that some of the strokes that were categorized in the early going with bevacizumab may have been this, and we just didn't really work them up adequately. But again, I've never seen a case, possibly because we err on the side of stopping bevacizumab if patients are having squirrely kinds of symptoms.